You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join us every week, usually on Thursdays, to get in on the action. Locked On Dodgers is the daily podcast covering the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I am Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, along with Vince Semperia of Chavez Ravine Fiends. Vince, it feels like we've already done this today.
Yeah, I guess it's a pleasure talking to you twice in one day, I'm just going to accept that as a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. The more the better, right? Yeah, we did a Spotify Green Room earlier today, and I think maybe I messed up and hit the wrong button or something because it didn't email us the transcript or the recording of it. And so normally our Friday episode would be clips from that Spotify Green Room, but today we are doing a regular podcast episode. But the good news is we know exactly what we're going to talk about because it's all the stuff we talked about on the Green Room, because there's some good stuff there. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Dodgers losing again, splitting the series with the Cardinals, how Tony Gonsolin looked, the days off and the urgency in the lineup. We're going to talk about third base coaching aggressiveness. We're going to talk about Trey Turner's comments about the offense. And we're going to talk about Dave Fleming, the Giants announcer, being I believe the word is moron, right?
Yeah, that's the easiest way to put it.
Yep. So that's the plan for today. But first, we want to remind you, please subscribe or follow Locked On Dodgers wherever you get podcasts. And when you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. All right. So on Thursday, the Dodgers played a day game, a morning game in California. Tony Gonsolin made the start, and he looked, I guess, as good as we could have hoped for him to look, command-wise, effectiveness-wise. Really, the main downside was that he only went three innings, right?
That second inning crept up on him a little bit. He was into like 40-something pitches after that second inning. But he looked good. He touched 96, which is just as hard as he's thrown all year. He was sitting 94-95, which was a tick up from what he was throwing earlier this year. Command looked better. He had a nasty split. Got a couple guys swinging out of their shoes. So all in all, pretty good little mix there that he had. And encouraging, because if he can come in, you know, they're not going to need him to be a starter for postseason. They might need him to be a starter the rest of this season. But if he's up touching 96 with that split finger, he can be something that's useful out of the bullpen as well.
Yeah, for sure. He's a guy, and that might even play up a little bit more if he knows he's only going an inning or two. But a reliever who can go three innings is nice too, especially in the postseason. And so, yeah, a lot to like there. Obviously, we would have loved to see five innings from him just because of how things are going. But unfortunately, the way the offense hit, Tony Gonsolin could have pitched 35 innings and it wouldn't have mattered because the offense only scored one run yet again. This time, it seemed a little bit more predictable just because three key offensive players, Will Smith, Chris Taylor, and Corey Seager, all had the day off. Which, you know, brings up a little bit of question. We talked about it on the Green Room. It was kind of at the front of everybody's mind. We had a good group in the Green Room, and seemed like that was what everybody wanted to talk about. Just, is Dave Roberts it almost seemed like he was conceding the division?
It seems like they're comfortable being basically guaranteed a playoff spot. It would take a collapse of epic proportions to not at least be in the wild card game. And yeah, it just seems like they're not entirely 100% in on winning the division. For me, it's a matter of, first of all, that wouldn't be my strategy, especially, you know, knowing how a one game playoff can be, especially with the offense the way it's been recently and kind of all year. We've talked about that extensively the last couple of weeks. But for me, it's also, you know, does Corey Seager really need a day off? He's been on fire. Does he need a day off the same day that Will Smith needs a day off? Do they both need a day off the same day Chris Taylor had a day off? Do we really want to have Cody Bellinger batting fifth in a game that matters? I mean, the rest of the games matter at this point until they are not in the play for the division. So it's just one of those things where it doesn't seem, you know, and maybe their urgency is a little different than fans' urgency. Fans don't want to see a one-game playoff. Maybe the Dodgers are comfortable in a one-game playoff. They trust their team enough. But even us trusting them as much as possible, you could have 100% faith and trust that the Dodgers can win a one-game playoff, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything if your offense doesn't score or if you had a bad mistake or, you know, somebody runs into a pitch. So it's an interesting strategy the way they've been going. I know other than Mookie Betts, I don't really think, and Will Smith one time a week, I don't really think they're in position right now to be giving people days off multiple times or multiple people in one day.
Yeah, and you know, I'm basically on board with the regular rest strategy. I do think, you know, I think we could get Dave Roberts to answer honestly, which, you know, nobody has ever been able to do yet. I think he would say that even though his strategy probably reduces their chances of winning the division, I think in his mind it increases their chances of winning the World Series, having a rested team in October. We do know that if they do play in a wild card game, nobody will be getting a day off that day. I'm in favor of guys getting regular rest. Obviously, some guys need it more than others. I don't think three guys in one day, it's hard to see how that would be necessary. When you've got seven or eight guys, it's hard to see more than, you know, one guy each day, occasionally two, but three in a day, especially Seager and Smith on the same day, who are, you know, two guys who are actually hitting. It's hard to really understand that move. My mindset is generally, if there's something I don't understand, I try to figure out why it might have happened. And I haven't figured this one out yet. You know, it doesn't mean that Dave Roberts didn't have a good reason, but I haven't figured out if it did. And but like I said, you know, if they play in a wild card, nobody have a day off that day. So maybe the offense will show up that day. Obviously, once you get to October, everything is a must win. And I think it's natural that fans' idea of a must-win game is probably going to be different than the manager, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but it definitely creates a little bit of angst among the fan base.
And speaking on rest specifically, I'd rather have the 3 or 4 days of rest from the end of the season to the start of the division series than getting the rest right now in September, especially being down, you know, now 2.5-3 in the loss column with 21 to go. You know, we just keep talking about how hot the Dodgers can get. If they can go 18-3, you know, then yeah, if they can go 15-6, then they're cutting it close, because that means the Giants can go 13-9 and still be close, or whatever the numbers are. I'd never write them down. But yeah, it's just a matter of, I think, the urgency. And it seems like we'll talk about it here in the next segment. It seems like the urgency might be getting there to where they kind of go all out for the division. And I'm hoping that's what's going to get them. They have a few days off this month, so that should be enough days off for these guys, especially the ones that need to be in the lineup. And, you know, have a feeling that it's going to be a little bit different here in the next, till the end of the season.
So we will come back in just a minute. We'll talk more about this, about some potential solutions and maybe some third base coaching decisions and a few other things. So keep it locked on Dodgers. So slow is just right if you're on vacation, or if you're a sloth, or if you're describing QuickBooks, more like slow books, right? It sucks you in and it slows you down with the manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system, because NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, no matter how big your business grows. Failing to switch to NetSuite will leave you stuck trying to make sense of your books while your competitors sprint ahead. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control since switching to NetSuite. And right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. Head to netsuite.com/lockedon right now. Get special financing at netsuite.com/lockedon. netsuite.com/lockedon. Hey, did you know that Built Bar is delicious and it's healthy? I bet you did, because you listen to Locked On Dodgers and we tell you a lot. And it's true every single time that we say it. So if you haven't tried Built Bar yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, because no matter what you're trying to do, you're trying to lose weight, Built Bar can help because it's healthy. You're trying to build muscle, Built Bar can help because it's got a ton of protein in it. You just want a healthy snack that tastes really good? Built Bar. I've told you this, you know this. They have the grasshopper cookie one. It's delicious. It's, you feel like you should feel guilty, but you don't feel guilty, and there's nothing better than that. They have 10 or 11 different flavors. They're all 17 or 18 grams of protein, 130 to 180 calories, 4 or 5 grams of sugar and net carbs. All amazing flavors, all tasty, and all healthy. And go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, Vince. So I don't know where to go next. I guess Trey Turner's comments about the offense were kind of interesting. Yesterday it was Max Muncy and today it was Trey Turner kind of saying the same thing. Do you have Turner's comments up right now, Vince?
Yeah, I do. He said, quote, "For me, it's either you get the job done or you don't. Today, we obviously didn't do that, and we didn't do enough offensively to get the win. So I would say it's just not good enough." He also mentioned something about pressing. He thinks that they're pressing on offense. And he said, "I think we have a lot of good players, and it's frustrating when you don't produce or do what you're capable of. We're capable of a lot, and we can play a lot better offensively going forward." I'm sure he believes he can play a lot better offensively going forward, but he's really not. He wasn't in that sense, but you know, for us, it's he's talking about everyone else because he's on a 16-game hitting streak and he's been hitting about 300 since he got here, and he had two of the hits on yesterday's game. So Trey Turner is speaking because I know he thinks he can hit better, but it's really everyone else around him that kind of needs to step up a little bit.
Yeah, and that's kind of that leadership role. You know, like I said, the game before is Max Muncy who said it after he had two hits, including a homer. And so maybe it's easier for these guys to say it when they are the ones that – I don't know. It seems like it would be the other way around where, like, it would be a guy who's struggling to say it. But, you know, if you are one of the guys pressing, maybe it's harder to see. And so I think that's probably leadership that we're seeing there from Trey Turner. It was kind of interesting. He drove in the Dodgers only run on Thursday, and it was almost a reverse. On Wednesday, we had a play where Mookie Betts got thrown out at the plate, and that ended up being, you know, the Dodgers lost by one run. And when Mookie got thrown out at the plate, it could have been a tying run. And this time, Max Muncy didn't get sent on Trey Turner's RBI single that scored Mookie. And for me, I thought he might have been safe. They didn't have him go because there was only one out. So I don't know if Dino Ebel was being more conservative after having Mookie Betts thrown out the day before. But then the problem was, so you had first and third, and then Justin Turner came up and he walked, which meant you had Cody Bellinger, which, you know, part of the problem is where Bellinger was batting in the lineup, considering his struggles. But you look at the other guys in the lineup and, you know, I guess, you know, maybe it's kind of sad, but I probably would have put Barnes in that spot in the lineup because at least he's going to put the bat on the ball more often. But, you know, there's not really a good way to line up Cody Bellinger, Austin Barnes, Billy McKinney, and who was the other one?
Souza.
Oh, Steven Souza. Yeah, and then the pitcher. You know, it's basically 55% of your lineup is not automatic outs, although they were on Thursday, but not a good way to line that up. And so, you know, I probably would have been in favor of sending Muncy. And I think I was in favor of sending Betts the day before because it took, you know, basically two perfect throws to get him. So I'm not really opposed to that. Kind of my mindset is if you're not getting guys occasionally thrown out at home, you're probably not being aggressive enough as a third base coach. But I think I would have liked to see a little bit more aggressiveness on that play with Trey Turner's hit on Thursday.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, these two decisions are literally, okay, you went with Mookie. Like, you're thinking, okay, Dino Ebel can't really trust the offense right now. Let's push the envelope and try to score this run, and Mookie gets thrown out. And then the next day you're like, okay, I'm going to trust the lineup, and I'm going to hold Max Muncy, and then he doesn't score, and then they don't score that inning. And it's one of those where, you know, it's probably hard for him right now to kind of find that balance. Obviously, you know, Dave Roberts is the one that speaks to the media. He's going to back his guys. He's going to have that faith in his guys. And Dino Ebel, they both are, on the outside, they're going to say that. But realistically, you know, are you really – it's hard as a human to get to the point where, you're like, you know, you still have faith. Like, yeah, Cody Bellinger, dude, I can't imagine that, you know, Dino Ebel, Dave Roberts have legitimate faith that Cody Bellinger is going to get a hit every time he goes to the plate. it's maybe, you know, versus some pitchers, they might feel a little better than others, but at this point, it's beyond that. So it's just a matter of how Dino, you know, wants to navigate that. I think the other day with the Mookie one, I didn't see all the angles from the play, so I don't have a for sure, like, oh, he should have sent him or he shouldn't have. But with Will Smith coming up, I would have been like, okay, if I hold him, it's Will Smith. It's not that big of a deal if, you know, we don't end up scoring, because it's a smarter move in general. Where here, holding Max Muncy, now this is a lot to think about, but holding Max Muncy, you're like, okay, well, technically they might be able to walk Justin Turner and you know, load the bases, but get to Bellinger, who's essentially automatic out, 0 for his last 24 now, you know, 5 for his last 60-something since his last extra base hit. So it's just a matter of there's a lot to juggle for him. I'm not sure if he's thinking about all that. Obviously, it's a lot easier to think about it in hindsight. But I would prefer maybe being the aggressor at the time, because you just honestly can't trust this lineup to get runs in. Even if it's runner on third, one out, or no outs, I honestly don't really trust the offense to get that run in. And we've seen multiple times where they have got in, but we've also seen a lot of times where they haven't got it in. So at this point, I'm fine with being the aggressor until the offense kind of figures itself out, and you don't need to be pushing for every single run like they are right now.
And specifically Thursday's lineup, like, you know, even for whatever struggles the lineup is having, you know, Thursday's lineup was a bad version of a struggling Dodgers lineup. And so basically you're only giving yourself the one chance. It's like, okay, if Justin Turner doesn't get Muncy in, then he's not going to score. And that's a tough spot to be in. But, you know, being a third base coach in general is a tough spot to be in, because basically you're only going to get noticed when you're being second guessed.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why we're here. We're here to second guess Dino Ebel, who we love. So last thing for this segment, there's been a lot of talk about Matt Beatty. There was even speculation, because he wasn't in the starting lineup for Oklahoma City on Thursday night, that he might be on a plane to L.A. But later, Jessica Beatty tweeted something that she had seen at the game in Salt Lake at the Oklahoma City Dodgers game. So I assume if Matt had been on a plane, Jessica would have been with him. So at least as of Thursday evening, Matt Beatty hadn't been called up yet. And it's been, you know, I'm a huge Matt Beatty fan. I think he's a very good hitter, especially when given a chance to get regular playing time. Obviously, his defense is not his strong suit, although I do think a couple bad plays maybe are weighing in people's minds maybe more than they should. I think he can be an adequate left fielder. Overall, it seems like, you know, I think Dodgers Twitter and, you know, Dodger fans in general are just kind of desperate to not see Cody Bellinger flailing anymore, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest part of it, is at this point there is really, you know, his swing is just not there. Like, even if he connects with the ball, I just don't even see his swing having enough power or anything to really do much damage. And honestly, he doesn't really, not like he has a spot. Like, eventually somebody would miss a spot in 67 at bats and throw it in the zone where you're swinging, and that hasn't happened. And that's a big part of it. I think the other part of it too is just, like you said, with Beatty, he'd always been not a great outfielder, but he makes the routine plays, and that's really all you can ask for. I mean, the Dodgers have had worse guys out there in the past. So, but I think there was that, like, 2 week early in the year, one of them against the Padres and one of them, I forget where else, that he made kind of two mistakes, and that probably is what people remember. That might be what Dave Roberts remembers. I'm not sure. We've heard speculation about Dave Roberts maybe falling, you know, Beatty falling out of favor with Roberts. Not sure if that has any backing. We've talked about it a little bit before. But Roberts seemed like he was going to start looking at different ways of fixing this lineup. He said Matt Beatty was at the front of their mind. He mentioned that Cody Bellinger, you know, he still has some things to fix, but it's a matter of getting results at this point. And without the results, he's going to have to, you know, kind of figure it out and see. He said, I quote, "But also I've got to take a look and see what gives us the best chance to win on a particular night. I'll do that." And at this point, even in recent weeks, there hasn't been enough plays that I remember off the top of my head that only Cody Bellinger makes in center field that justify the way he's hitting. You have Chris Taylor who can play center field. He's not really hitting, but he's hitting a little bit better than Bellinger at the very least, and he's hit this season, so we know it might just be a slump for him rather than, you know, Bellinger seeing being lost. And the other part is that we talked about this, and I'm not sure if they've talked to Trey Turner about it, because theoretically they could put Beatty at first, Muncy at second, and move Trey Turner to the outfield. He hasn't played there since, I believe, 2016, or at least consistently since 2016. So I'm not sure that's the option they want to go to right now. I don't think they're that desperate, but they are definitely going to explore different options.
Yeah. Turner hasn't gotten a single at bat as a center fielder since 2016. But yeah, like for me, part of it is like I understand why they needed to send Gavin Lux and Matt Beatty down to AAA, because both of them need regular at bats to get going again. But you know, when we see a game where you do have Steven Souza and Billy McKinney in the starting lineup, it's like those guys shouldn't be in the starting lineup for a team that hopes to win the World Series this year. And, you know, I'm sure they're both nice guys. I like them both. They've both even had some big hits for the Dodgers this year. But I'm ready to have major leaguers as the bench players again. And for me, that's Beatty and Lux, you know, instead of Souza and McKinney. And, you know, I guess selfishly, I hope Beatty doesn't get called up quite yet, just because I'm going to be at the game in Salt Lake tonight, Friday night, for the Oklahoma City Dodgers game. And so, you know, I'm excited to see Matt again. But then I hope he gets called up right after I see him and starts getting some ABs. You know, I don't think he's necessarily the savior, not everything we're looking for, but I do think that he would put up more consistent big league at bats than what Cody Bellinger is currently putting up. And I think I'm at the point where I think the offensive upgrade would be worth the defensive downgrade. So I guess I've joined the club of where a lot of people were a month or two ago. So
yeah.
All right. We're going to come back in a minute and talk about Dave Fleming being an utter absolute moron. So keep it locked on Dodgers. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline.ag is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, baseball, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite shows, sports, movies, all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of all the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. All right, Vince. So Dave Fleming is a play-by-play guy for the San Francisco Giants. They are a baseball team that plays in the Bay Area. And Dave Fleming is often a pretty smart guy. He's a good broadcaster. He does national broadcasts, seems to know his stuff. Didn't seem like a homer most of the time, but he went on a radio show in San Francisco and they asked him about sticky stuff. And he said that the sticky stuff changed the Dodgers season, that the Dodgers were impacted more than anybody. And the Giants didn't have that same impact on them because of the sticky stuff. And it seems like, you know, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. So, you know, I'm going to assume that Dave Fleming was just a victim of recency bias because he had just recently watched Walker Buehler's like one bad outing of the year. But you know, he specifically called out Buehler and Julio as being affected by the sticky stuff. But Walker Buehler wasn't even in anybody's Cy Young conversation when they started the sticky stuff crackdown, and he's now one of the favorites. And Julio has gotten better as the season went on, too. And Kevin Gausman, you know, I'm not saying it's sticky stuff, but his ERA sure has doubled in the last 2 months. So Dave Fleming's an idiot, huh?
Yeah, and it's just, you know, I'll get into a little bit later about Bay Area sports talk in general, but just specifically for this, to just go on it and say things that are easily looked, you can easily look it up. Baseball Reference is there, Fangraphs is there, Baseball Savant is there. Even just a quick Google search is there, and Walker Buehler and Julio's ERA have both been lower since the sticky stuff crackdown. They have both dominated the Giants multiple times. Yes, Buehler was bad the other day, but that's the only one. They've faced them two or three times before that and gone at least six or seven in pretty solid outings every other time. The Dodgers have the lowest team ERA since the All-Star break or close to it. They are literally throwing these bullpen games and not allowing runs. And it's just so bad of a take and so bad of a thought. And I'm not sure if he thought he was right. I'm not sure if somebody, you know, he just wanted to be a homer. I don't know what the case was. And when I used to live in the Bay Area, I don't listen to much sports talk anyways because it's all pretty bad. Even in LA, you know, we don't have that great of people either. But I think the Bay Area, their media is definitely more instigating than LA area stuff, especially when it comes to the rivalry. You know, the Giants Twitter account, the NBCS Giants, they're always trolling the Dodgers and always finding ways to troll. And if that's your strategy, that's fine. But, you know, sports in LA, if they do troll, it's a little more subtle at least. And it's a little bit different when it comes to, and I'm not sure if it's just confirmation bias. So they, you know, Dave Fleming says this, the guys seem to be shaking their head in agreement that were the hosts of the radio show. I'm not sure if they were just shaking their head because they weren't really paying attention or if they actually agree with him, but that was 95.7 The Game, KNBR. There's always bad takes on there or incorrect takes. I know a few people on my work social media were the Giants fans were asking where Lamont Wade Jr. was on some rookie of the year odds, and he's not a rookie this year. And one of them told me that, oh, KNBR is saying that he's on a rookie of the year campaign, so they're wrong there. And even the other day with the bot call and the NBC account posted, you know, you make the call or whatever the case was, and it's like, yeah, obviously you all have Giants fans and you're all going to be, they're all going to say, oh, it wasn't a balk or it was a bad car or whatever the case is. And it's just like, I don't know. Everyone goes about it different. I have to do it sometimes for work where, you know, I post something that's specifically made just to get engagement. But it's just, I guess it just bugs me because it's the Giants, it's the Bay Area, and they seem to be always trolling LA.
Yeah, that balk one was kind of ridiculous because, you know, a lot of balks are like ambiguous. Okay, I could see how the umpire might have seen something. This thing, it was clear. There's literally a rule written word for word for this exact situation. You know, what Jose Quintana did is specifically addressed in the rule book. And, you know, I don't expect everybody to know the rule book like I do. I enjoy reading that stuff because I'm a rules nerd. But at least take the time to look it up instead of just going to Twitter and insisting it was the wrong call, because you end up like my basic rule of thumb for myself is don't have a strong opinion if I don't know anything about what I'm talking about. And, you know, we all say stupid stuff sometimes. We get put on the spot or whatever, but to be in Fleming's situation and to just like not say, like, it's funny because if he had said everything else exactly the same and just flip-flop the words Giants and Dodgers, he would have been absolutely right. You know, because when before the sticky stuff cracked down, yes, the Giants were leading baseball in ERA and the Dodgers weren't. And now it's the opposite. So, you know, it's almost as if he just got his teams mixed up. But no, he was just being a homer or an idiot or whatever. But you and I both, we've kind of had it in the back of our minds, okay, I guess we ought to talk about that for the last couple of days. And we finally got to talk about it. And in case we didn't make it clear, Dave Fleming is an idiot. Or at least he was on that radio show the other day. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure his mom loves him. That's fine. I hope his mom knows that he's an idiot.
I don't know, man. He wasn't. I'm not sure if he even, you know, he obviously he's not going to listen to this, but he was just really wrong. And then it the other part that bothers me too is just because, you know, if us as Dodger fans call it out, we look like the ones that are getting upset about it, which in reality, we're just, you know, trying to stop the spread of misinformation.
And, you know, people on Twitter especially love to say, oh, you're triggered, or we live rent-free in your head. And like, dude, no. If you say something stupid and my response is what you said is stupid, that's not me being triggered. That's me being accurate. It's not you living rent-free in my head. It's me having a brain in my head. So stop with your triggered garbage and rent-free. You know, you can't just say stupid stuff and then claim that anybody who calls you stupid is triggered because, you know what, they're just correct.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for today, right?
That'll do it. I got to rant twice about Bay Area sports talk, so I'm happy.
Yeah. thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining the Green Room if you did this afternoon. We always love talking to you guys there. If you're not listening to the show every day, we'd love if you add one or two days a month to your rotation. If you have friends or family who love the Dodgers as much as you do, tell them about the show because they might love the show as much as you do too. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Semperio. I'm on Twitter at Snydog. And the DMs are open in all of those places. Our email address is lockedondodgers@gmail.com. Our phone number for voicemails or texts is 323-863-LOCK-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be here with us. When you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a good one.
Betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts.